You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with a roundup of this week's headlines. Wyoming state lawmakers kick off their 2023 general session on January 10th, and Teton County's representatives spent time checking in with local officials and constituents ahead of the session. Teton County Representative Mike Yin says a lot of those conversations revolved around funding for services like mental health. Housing was also at the top of people's minds.
How do we deal with affordable housing? How do we deal with state lands? And also, how do we deal with property tax relief to make sure that people don't get kicked out of their homes?
Yin plans to reintroduce a real estate transfer tax bill, which would give Wyoming counties the ability to tax real estate. The measure has long been supported by Teton County officials, but has repeatedly failed to pass in the state legislature. This time around, the bill could specify that tax funds go specifically toward affordable housing. Abortion pills can now be offered at retail pharmacies, according to new rules from the Food and Drug Administration. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains CEO and president, Adrian Manzanares, says this move could dramatically expand access to abortion care.
This way, patients can access that care like they would any other normal pharmaceutical.
Before this ruling, patients had to get the pills from specially certified clinics or doctors. Patients will still need to obtain a prescription from a doctor, but pharmacies like Walgreens will now be able to dispense the pill. Manzanares says this will make a big dent in lack of abortion access throughout the West.
We know that we've got a shortage of healthcare providers in rural communities. To be able to have a mainstream pharmacy provider carry that medicine, get it ready for our patients, they can go in and pick it up, no questions asked. It really helps to expand care.
Abortion pills are the most common way to terminate a pregnancy during the first trimester. Elk herds coming down to summer ranges may find new barriers to finding food and shelter. The Public News Service's Eric Gladys has more.
More than a third of all known elk habitat in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem remains wide open for human development, according to new analysis recently published in the scientific journal Biological Conservation. Report author Laura Gigliotti says data collected shows which of the park's 26 herds are most vulnerable at different points along their migration corridors. She says elk play a major role in one of the last remaining intact ecosystems on the planet.
And it has this large diversity of not only migratory ungulates, but large predators and all these different species that are coexisting in this ecosystem. So if we lose one aspect of that ecosystem, we're losing this really valuable resource.
The elk habitat at risk sits outside of the boundaries of Yellowstone National Park, which has been protected for the past 150 years and is privately owned with no zoning. Wyoming has made moves to protect migration corridors on private lands. Governor Mark Gordon recently approved a new partnership with the USDA, which offers landowners incentives to support critical wildlife habitat for elk and other migratory species. I'm Eric Gladys.
On December 30th, Colorado became one of the first states to launch a missing indigenous person alert system. The system functions like Amber Alerts, but for active cases of missing indigenous people. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Clark Adamidis of KSUT and KSJD has more.
The new alert system is part of a number of changes that Colorado has made to bring more resources to missing and murdered Indigenous persons cases. Native American and Alaskan people are 2.5 times more likely to be involved in violent crimes than the general population. The rates among Indigenous women are even higher. Audrey Simpkins is an investigative analyst at the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
Given their at-risk nature of some of the folks who go missing in that population group, if you will. So it was just one more tool dedicated to aid in the recovery of missing folks from those communities.
The new system pushes emails and text alerts to broadcasters across the state, as well as members of the public who opt in to receive messages. Simpkins and her colleagues hope that the system will lead to more cases being solved.
When someone is missing in the state of Colorado, members of the public may be able to provide useful tips and information to that law enforcement agency who might be investigating that case.
According to the American Library Association, Colorado is home to approximately 50,000 Native American people. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamidis.
The disproportionate number of missing and murdered Indigenous persons is also receiving attention in Wyoming, where there's momentum to create an alert system like Colorado's. The state legislature will consider a bill during their upcoming session, which could implement an alert system for at-risk missing adults. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.